Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, Cher.
Yes.
Not like Cher your toys, but Cher the performer. Cher, right now, call number 9-800-400-3697, gets a pair of tickets to see Cher on her Here We Go Again tour with special guest Nile Rodgers and Chic. This is November 21st.
Nile Rodgers.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think it's Chic as in Le Freak.
Le Freak.
Yeah. Freak
Chic.
Out.
Yeah.
Diggy, wow. Diggy,
deep. Yeah, Chic. Weird. Just a weird group of people. And Cher, headlining. November 21st at the brand new Chase Center. Man, Chase Center is like doing ticket blowouts here.
Yeah.
Every damn thing we're giving away is from the Chase Center. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com. If you want to check out Cher, and, you know, deep down inside, don't we all? Let's go to see what that's all about. Cher, this November. You can win them right now if you're calling number 9-800-400-3697. So, the last thing I expected this morning was to hear a new song from Elon Musk. But as I was sitting at my desk, you know, reading through, here's some of the stuff that's happening today, I said, oh, it's sort of a weird overall, like it's surprising to find that Elon Musk has done a rap song. Even more surprising that it's about Harambe, the gorilla that was shot to death when somebody fell into his enclosure.
What?
Yeah. What is that, 2 years old? He's apparently Harambe's been on his mind.
I'm skeptical, by the way. I don't know if this is really him.
Well, who knows what the hell this is, but he published it to his own Emo G Records, which is fake. So he combined a Twitter joke, a years old meme, and auto-tune. And they are saying he uploaded this onto SoundCloud this weekend. He says, this might be my finest work. He posted this on his fictitious Emo G Records SoundCloud page between tweets about the Tesla Semi, because, you know, they're going to do these big trucks.
Yeah.
And this is, I guess, earlier in the weekend, he had made a joke about, I'm disappointed that my record label failed. So it's a 2-minute track. It's a tribute to Harambe, the gorilla who was killed in Cincinnati Zoo after the 3-year-old boy climbed into his enclosure in 2016.
Maybe this is just the first artist he signed to his label. Okay, I'm going to say,
I
mean, look, it was a really very sad story. I will say that that is not him singing. I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I think if he raps, he wouldn't quite sound like that.
Right.
It doesn't sound like him at all.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
No.
So he just, yeah.
I like it, though.
You do?
Mm, yeah.
Oh, poor Harambe, you know?
Poor gorilla?
Some Bombay.
Mm-mm. I mean, the sentiment is sweet.
Sure,
that's all.
It is.
I mean, who cares?
We love you. We're thinking about you, you poor gorilla. Anyway, that's what Elon Musk was up to over the weekend. Also over the weekend, there was a lot that happened. The Rock Hall inductees were, they had the big ceremony. That doesn't air until, I think, the end of the month.
Mm.
On HBO, right?
Yeah, normally, anyway.
So at 8 o'clock, I'll have some of the highlights from the show. There's a really, really funny moment with Robert Smith of The Cure that I think you guys will love.
I love The Cure so much.
I know you do.
They're like my Zeppelin.
Oh.
I actually think that I could put on any Cure record and listen front to back and be happy.
Right.
I listened to them this weekend. I love those guys.
Great. But
I was going to say, how was it? Like, was it on the way to surfing or before you go to bed?
I think it was, I don't know if it was on the way to surfing, but it was driving around.
Oh.
It was in the car.
Also, over the weekend, the NAACP Image Awards happened.
Oh, yes, they did.
You just mentioned Rob. Did you want to play
that? No, I want to play it at 8. I said we'll be doing the Rock Hall. A lot happened this weekend, is basically what I'm getting at. So, the NAACP Image Awards happened on Saturday. Chris Rock was one of the presenters. And they said, don't tell any Jussie Smollett jokes. So, of course, he told Jussie Smollett jokes.
He didn't show up, though, right? Jussie,
oh, no. So he was presenting the award for Outstanding Comedy Series. Blackish ended up winning. And then when the cast came up on stage, 19-year-old Yara Shahidi said, I stand with Jussie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jussie was up for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama. He did not win. But another Jussie did.
Oh.
Jussie Williams from Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, funny.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, it was... I saw Beyonce won some.
Oh, like Entertainer
too.
Of the Year or something. Whatever the big award was.
She didn't go.
You know, I don't know if she was there or not. And I guess I had a story about it somewhere, but it's in my pile. I wanted to, I love IQ tests, and I think that those are, I just think that's sort of fun. So I was reading this story this morning about the world's shortest IQ test. And I read the questions. And listen, you're going to need a pen.
I already saw it and did it.
Oh, you did it. And how'd you do?
Well, I cheated because the answers were right there. So
why would you cheat?
Well, because the answers were right there. Mm. It was all right there in front of me.
You had to go to the next page. I got them all right, but I took my time and I thought about them. Oh. That's the whole, and they say that in the lead up to it. It's the Journal of Economic Perspectives. This scientific guy named Shed. Here it is. Psychologist Shane Frederick. He picked three questions for this IQ test because they were all found to yield impulsive, erroneous responses. Mm-hmm. So because you hear the question and you immediately go, "Oh, that's this," but then you look at the question for a second and you go, oh, "Okay, that can't be right." So I'll tell you. You want to take it, Yuzi?
So are they? Mm-hmm. I saw the answers already. Are they?
We were all handed it.
Yeah, I know.
I had to print it out.
I had to print it out
for me.
Yeah.
And you gave it to Vinny.
Jesus. I wanted to do it to Vinny. It's just interesting. I thought that the questions were good.
You can give me one.
All right, you ready, Hooman? You're going to try and do it. Here we go. And our listeners can
get
listen.
A pen though. Get a pen.
Yeah, get a pen. Right. You might want to make a note. You do have to think.
All right, give me the easy one.
There's only three questions. They're all actually easy if you take a second and think about it.
Is it math?
Yes.
I'm not great at math.
All right, here we go. Listen.
You're going to make his back
hurt
more. They're
super simple, but you have to think.
Uh-huh.
A bat and a ball together cost $1.10. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
Oh, geez. Okay, a bat.
It's $1.10. You get a bat and a ball. The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost?
The bat costs $1 more than the ball?
Mm-hmm. And the total you spent was $1.10.
All right, what's the question again?
Okay.
I need some time. I got to look at it.
Can we just put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page?
Sure.
So people can,
save that for me.
Save that for hold on, though. I'll read the... And I'll tell you the... No, shit, I didn't. I guess I'll leave it on there. We'll just leave it. So here are the three questions. You're going to have to go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So a bat and a ball together cost $1.10.
Yeah.
The bat costs $1 more than the ball. How much does the ball cost? The second question is, it takes 5 machines 5 minutes to make 5 widgets. How long would it take 100 machines to make 100 widgets? And here's the third and final question. And listen, they're actually simple. You just have to think about them. You have to look at them and think. There's a patch of lily pads in a lake. Every day, the patch doubles in size. If it takes 48 days for the patch to cover the entire lake, how long does it take for the patch to cover half the lake? Those are the three questions on the shortest IQ test. And will you put these,
Sure, yeah. Save that aside for me.
It's right there.
Okay.
I want to give you
no
the
No one's trying to
so
think
bad.
On a Monday morning, Sarah.
All right.
God.
I thought this was being handed to me for you to do it.
No, I saw it this morning.
No, she sent it to me.
I send her stories and I write who they're for, me or for you.
Yeah, and the first time ever that I gave him the wrong story.
Jesus. Nicolas Cage says he was too drunk to get married, everybody. Wow. That's probably the first time that's ever happened in Vegas.
The real question I have is, do they stay together after this?
I thought the same exact thing. Like, is this the thing that breaks them up?
Absolutely not.
Or keeps them together.
Wait, so they annul it, but they stay together?
No, they're going to get past this. This isn't a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal for us.
A marriage and an annulment isn't a big deal?
Yeah, they're going to stay together. And I'm gonna put a dollar down on the fact that they're actually going to get...
They stay together,
they're going to get remarried for sure.
Why? What do you know?
I sense it. I feel it.
I don't know. It feels like a lot of things came to... Well, let me read you the story and then you tell me, okay? So, Nicolas Cage and his girlfriend, Erica... I don't remember her last name.
Coyote or something.
They were drunk when they married in Las Vegas last weekend. In his annulment papers, Cage says that she suggested they get married and he reacted on impulse and without the ability to recognize or understand the full impact of his actions. He says she didn't disclose her criminal history. I guess she saved that for the honeymoon. Or the full extent of her relationship with another person. So this must be the drug dealing
boyfriend.
Right. Which, by the way, she did reveal that stuff to him because he was ranting about it in the courthouse or wherever it is in Vegas you go to get the marriage license. People have him on camera going, she's in it for this. She's just going to take all my money. She's got a drug dealing boyfriend.
I don't know what to say about it's so weird. The whole thing's so weird. I don't think they stay together, though.
I'm with you. I think that they...
You remember
like
the story
to
I've told
boiled
you.
Boiled over.
I had a girl that I actually loved her. We were together for like a year. But when I got a job offer in L.A. and I was living in San Diego, I was going. I took the job.
Well,
I was leaving.
She thought she was going, too. And that was the conflict.
But there it was.
When she said
we're moving, and I said, absolutely not. I cannot go start a new morning show and suddenly we jump up 10 notches to live together.
Right.
No way. I'll go move. I'll do that. We'll do long. And she was like,
I'm either going with you or
we're done.
You
just told me how I am to who we are.
Mm.
And I was like, all right, bye. Sucked.
And then you got there and the job was gone and you came back and she saw you at a party. She's like, what the hell are you doing here?
I didn't even move. The station, check this out. The boss who hired me, they came in on a Friday and said, you guys all have 2 hours to get your crap out of here and leave. He never even called me. He didn't call me because his life went up. Like, I couldn't even be mad at him because I'm like, damn, his whole family went under right there before his very eyes. I mean, I was bummed because I was like, you didn't call me? But then I went, I guess
probably you had other things.
They wouldn't let you use the phone anymore there.
Did you ever find out what happened to that guy, that
boss? Yeah, he moved on like most radio people do. That's what happens.
You kind of get used to it in radio.
But yeah, I never even moved there. I didn't get to move. Crunch.
But you did get to break up with your girlfriend that you loved.
Yeah, and that sucked. But, you know, I mean, that's what he just told her who she is to him by saying, this is not happening.
Yeah, but if she really is in it for the money.
Then she'll stay and hang around. And
he says that she and he, that this is last but not least in the reasons for an annulment, that they have such conflict in personalities and dispositions that are so deep as to render the two incompatible in marriage.
Well, there it is. Of course they're not going to stay together.
I hope they do. I hope love prevails.
It depends how long the annulment timing is. Right. Maybe you have like a couple weeks.
Yeah, it does seem like 4 days is like, that's a quick like, oh God, now I'm sober and I realize what I've done. And the court goes, yeah, okay. We'll just go ahead and cancel that out.
Mm-hmm.
No harm, no foul.
What would be their interest in not?
In not what?
Oh, why would they say, no, you got to keep your marriage and you'll have to go through the divorce?
Right.
Like,
if they stood to gain money from it or something.
What's wrong with you?
Right.
Just give me my annulment and let me get out of here.
Well, what happens if another party fights an annulment? Like if she said, no, we're not getting annulled. We're married now. Like, would that be the only thing that could throw a snag in? Like she would also go to the court and say, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if both parties agree, wouldn't you just go... Dissolved.
You know, I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know.
That's why I'm
hesitant. Maybe there's a divorce attorney out there that can tell us about it.
That's why I've always been hesitant to do it.
What are the requirements?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much.
Because an annulment just does sound so simple. And I have heard of people asking for annulments years later. Like, and there almost have to be grounds for it. Like, it was fraudulent from the beginning, or it was never really a marriage kind of thing. Or we never consummated.
No. We used to bang all the time, then we got married, and it literally never happened again.
Why is that funny? That's not funny.
It's hilarious. Netflix.
Yeah.
It's a company whose name has achieved verb status. What are you going to do tonight? I'm going to Netflix. Mm. It was the fastest growing brand from 2018 to 2019 among all American companies, according to some study by Brand Finance, whatever that is, a global brand valuation consulting firm. They're saying that that Netflix's brand value more than doubled in the last year, growing about 105% to $21.2 billion. So congratulations to Netflix on being so excellent.
I watched. I finished Sinner over the weekend. There yeah. I was, watching Netflix.
Yep. That's what we do. We Netflix and chill. The smaller your family is, the easier it is to find something to watch. And if it's just you, you're all set. Hey, so today is April 1st. Just, it's always such a thing to figure out something to watch.
Oh, that's, you're just
yeah, I'm just
throwing
making,
that
I'm
in.
Making an observation.
Oh, okay.
You know, Netflix can actually be the end of relationships because no one can decide.
Well,
so
you
we're
guys,
just going to sit here all night and fight about what we're going to watch and then not have any time
hold
left.
Hold on. I think that you guys in particular, as you've told this story many times, you seem to want to find consensus and go there. Mm. I would absolutely go, I'll go in the other room. You guys watch whatever you want. Bye.
Yeah, the whole point, though, is, you know, when we watch TV, we're trying to do it together. You know, we're trying to find something that we can talk about later as a family, and we want to stumble onto something. Because when you do find a great show, like, I mean, Riley and I will be texting about it all week, or like when we were watching Sex Education, which is a Netflix show, like we were all so excited. John and I would talk about it all the time, and, you know, me and Riley would be texting back and forth from school, and we were so excited to sit down and watch it. It's the in-between times when you don't have a show going, you're trying to figure out, you know, what everyone can watch. I'm like, I usually just let them decide, let them fight it out. But Riley won't watch anything that's rated less than 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. So 90% of all entertainment is off the table for him. And then he'll want to watch some dumb thing. I just sit there and go, let me know when you guys have figured it out. Although I did, remember I threw a fit so we could watch the Spider-Man thing after almost an hour of six or seven of us sitting there trying to figure out what we're going to watch. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Spider-Man's good, isn't it?
It's excellent. Go with Spider-Man. It solves all the problems. So today is April 1st. We're almost done with this break here, but I wanted to mention that all the fun's been sucked out of April Fool's Day. I think we're all pretty well aware of that.
We don't even plan anything anymore.
Literally, we're getting edicts from the company saying there will be no April Fool's jokes.
We were getting that before I left the first time. So there's just never been a point to it at all. Like, oh, you want us to clear it through a lawyer?
Right.
No.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, people are saying that Elon Musk, that, what's it called? Harambe?
Yeah, the Harambe rap thing.
Is a joke.
Okay. April That's Fool's. His April Fool's joke.
It is a joke, but it's hilarious that he posted that up. The story leads you to believe that it's him singing it. Mm. He made a rap song. But it sounds like if he did make that song, he had someone else sing it.
He paid someone to make it.
Right, exactly. Hey, make me a rap song. I'm going to say it's mine. So here are some classic April Fool's jokes from back in the day. You hear about some of these every year. 62 years ago in 1957... The BBC said, because of a mild winter in Switzerland, spaghetti trees were producing more spaghetti than normal. And they showed footage of people pulling strands of spaghetti. I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds delicious.
I know, doesn't it?
Could go for some spaghetti.
People immediately started calling in asking, where do I get a spaghetti tree from? How do I grow one of those? So the BBC said, you take a sprig of spaghetti and plant it in a tin of tomato sauce and hope for the best. Because it just, you know, highlights how dumb people are. Yeah. Rush released their 2112 record on this day 43 years ago. So good.
What's a joke about that?
No joke.
Oh.
These are just things that happened today. There's a few
like,
April Fool's things.
What are you talking about? That's a great record.
Okay, let me preface this too then by saying this is also not a joke. We were just talking about Marvin Gaye the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Friday they put out an old
his
record.
His anniversary, yeah.
In 1984, 35 years ago today, he was shot to death by his own dad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Another April Fool's prank. Sports Illustrated in 1985 claimed a rookie pitcher named Sid Finch was planning to play for the Mets. They said he could throw 168 miles an hour and that he trained at a monastery in Tibet. The Mets fans went nuts. And the magazine was flooded with requests for more information on this. Oh my God, this is going to be amazing. We're actually going to have a season.
168 miles per hour.
That's pretty damn fast.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
23 years ago in 1996, Taco Bell said, "We bought the Liberty Bell and we're renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell."
Oh, that's cute.
And outrage ensued. And then really quickly here, Saddam Hussein's evil series of pranks. Between 1998 and the year 2000, Saddam Hussein and his son, Uday, pulled out some of... I mean, listen to this. First, they said in the government-run newspaper that President Clinton was lifting sanctions on Iraq. If it had been true, it would have been huge. Like, yay, it's the end. It wasn't true, obviously. Then for April Fool's Day in 1999, his son Uday announced that the monthly food rations would include bananas, Pepsi, and chocolate. And people were like, yay! And he's all, no, just kidding.
JK.
That is so cool.
Just kidding
cruel.
About that.
Yeah, that is really.
And that is where they ran out of ideas. They did the same sanctions prank again in 2000 and the food rations prank again in 2001. And now they're all dead. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Bride. I'll tell her story after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. In the trash, we were talking about the IQ test, the three-question IQ test. Yuzi, you're going to put that up for me at Facebook. But I put it on my Instagram. So if you want to see it, I did it in two pages. Like the first page has the questions and the, you know, you go to the next picture. And the answers are on there. Oh, sorry, Yuz. So it's Clarky Clark, Clarkie Clark. Please follow me on Instagram. And I just thought that the quiz was fascinating because each of the questions is, it's actually simple. You just have to read it carefully and think for a second. So don't jump to a conclusion right away. Only 17% of kids at like Yale and Harvard get all three right. It's crazy.
And you got all three right.
Well, I sat and thought about it. Everyone can get them all right if you sit and think about it.
Right.
The end. So it's on my Clarky Clark Instagram.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. It's an app. It's how you can listen to this show. You can take us anywhere you want to go. I got a text this morning from, let me see.
Oh, someone raving about the Radio.com?
Oh, well, I mean, it's smooth, clean.
Right. Glitch-free, baby.
Free and easy.
Well, it is free, for sure.
High and, well, free of glitches and stuff, too.
All free.
Let me see where. On a cruise from San Francisco to Ensenada and just got to Santa Barbara. And thank God Radio.com works.
Woo! Yes. Man, I wanted to go on that cruise. I know that cruise.
Oh, there's you a picture do? Of the cruise.
Oh, boy.
That's the rail.
Is a beautiful picture.
Of a rail.
And a Venice sunrise.
Oh, right.
It's black and white.
Yeah. The sky looks insanely beautiful. Like all the contrails going across. It's gorgeous. I wish that was in color. It's gorgeous in black and white. I can only imagine what it looks like. Right.
Color it in.
Anyway, enjoy us on radio.com. It's an app.
We're there all the time.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
Oh, rain is coming, everyone, just so you know. There's rain in the forecast for today, and then there's some at the end of the week as well.
It sounds like no big storms.
No big storms.
Just a little more rain.
In fact, the rainfall expected today through tomorrow is hardly any.
Okay.
So,
good news.
Enough to filthy up your car real good.
But then that's it. After this weekend, no more rain, right?
I'm not saying that anymore.
Say it.
Everything I read had said we were done with this crap mid-month of March, and that none of that was true.
No, that wasn't true.
So, I'm over it. I'm out of the predicting business.
I'm thinking I'm going to do some garden work this weekend. Get some flowers in. You know, so that by the time my 4th of July party rolls around, I'll have some, flowery.
So you really want rain to happen then?
No. Want rain to happen?
Well, yeah. I mean, going out and doing gardening is like doing a rain dance. You go out there and start that. You're just asking for more rain.
I know. You just turn on your irrigation, right?
I don't know, man.
And we have plenty of water. I don't have to feel guilty about it this year. Watering the plants.
There's a 32-year-old woman named Vanessa Klein from Stafford, Virginia. She was just busted for embezzling more than $93,000 from a construction company where she worked as a bookkeeper.
Uh-oh. How much?
$93,000. Okay. Quite a bit of the money she stole went towards her wedding, which included $25,000 for a wedding planner.
Well, you know, I mean, weddings are expensive.
$2,000 for a dress.
Mm, must have been beautiful.
$7,200 for a butt lift.
Hey.
$7,200.
What's a butt lift?
A Brazilian butt lift. They lift your butt.
Why are you saying that with a smile?
Because I think it's funny. I mean, everyone's doing it.
They put an implant in there?
No. Just sounds like it's sort of like a breast lift. You know, pull the muscles up.
Oh.
I don't
understand. Up your back?
So, you don't sit on your boobs, though. So there's like... That's
I don't think a butt lift includes implants.
You think it's just
I think it's just them.
Maybe they take out some of the bottom and put it on top. So it's like, a little, you know what I mean?
I would...
Just a rearrangement.
Implants right. on your butt or yeah. any kind of lift scares me because that's where you walk and where you sit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of action in that area. Your breasts are totally different.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you work around them, I'm sure. I've never had them, but I imagine they're taken into consideration throughout your day. But you're not walking
right.
on them
no,
or sitting
exactly.
on them. Or
you put them into a harness and you leave them be.
Right.
Yeah, the butt lift is, you know, that's important. You want your butt to look good in your wedding dress. Okay, go on.
Everyone's going to be looking at it.
Right, as you walk down the aisle.
Uh-huh.
There you are standing up there. Yeah. Everyone's looking at your butt, you know. In your $2,000 dress.
No Limits Construction was contacted by his credit card company informing him that one of his accounts was going to be closed due to lack of payment.
Mm.
Unfortunately for him, he's gone through this before.
Oh, no. With another employee?
Another employee. The previous bookkeeper
Jesus.
Had embezzled $150,000 from him between January 2016 and January 2018.
Well, congratulations to him on making enough money in his business that he's somehow
didn't even notice.
Somehow not noticing that $200,000+ have been going. Like that the credit card company has to be like, oh, and by the way.
Vanessa Klein was hired after the first embezzling bookkeeper was caught and fired.
So is that how she got the idea?
I don't know if that was something that she, or if clearly this guy's off on another planet
yeah.
and just makes the bookkeepers feel like he's not paying attention to a damn thing.
This feels like my money.
Right. Anyway, she made a ton of unauthorized purchases.
God, who can do that? I mean, probably starts really small and then as it doesn't get noticed, you get more and more bold.
On top of the wedding... planner
yes,
and
yeah.
the dress
and the butt lift.
And the butt lift. She also got clothing, perfume, furniture, plane tickets, an ATV. And
oh, for God's sake, an ATV.
An ATV.
She's a loser.
And a user.
How could you
and a mooch.
Sleep at night?
I don't know. Like, I'd be worried all the time that the cops
watching
were going to bust down my door yeah. and I'd have to make a quick getaway on my ATV and my $2,000 dress.
This is her.
Let's have a look at her.
So she's been charged.
Oh, well, she deserves a very expensive wedding.
5 charges for embezzling.
Her eyes look crazy.
Yeah,
10 different forgery counts.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So this guy should hire the person. What did George Costanza do? Opposite day?
Oh, right. The bizarro day.
Yeah, he needs to hire the person he doesn't think he should hire because
right.
he's clearly
hiring
bad
the wrong
at picking.
Person.
Right.
And also, don't tell the new person that replaces this second person that's embezzled from you about the embezzling.
You're not going to believe this, what happened to me before you got here.
Twice. Oh, it's like I wasn't even paying attention. They just kept stealing my money.
Today is April 1st. So as this story makes the news, I want to mention today's date because I was like, okay.
Oh, do you think this is potentially an April Fool's joke?
Tinder tweeted an announcement on Friday about a new height verification feature. Quote, it's come to our attention that most of you 5'10ers out there are actually 5'6".
Vinny.
What?
I wasn't going to say it. I wasn't going to say it.
How do I end up part of this conversation?
I just listened to you. Go on.
I've been 5'8 my whole life.
Uh-huh.
5'6".
Go on.
Right. They say you need to submit a picture of yourself standing next to, quote, any commercial building so that we can verify how tall you are based on that building's measurements. And if they find you are as tall as you say you are, you'll get a height verified badge on your account.
Oh, is Tinder the same place where the HBO, the Game of Thrones badge was happening? Oh, no, that was OkCupid.
Okay, yeah.
So height verified badge. You know, it sounds like an April Fool's joke, but I bet it isn't. I bet they're doing that.
No.
Why not?
Because they can't should. Do that with the records of the buildings locally. Come on.
You're right. I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Let's say just stand in a doorway. Like, doorways are 80 inches tall, right? Isn't that?
I don't know.
What it's 6 feet, 8 inches, aren't they?
I'm not.
That's what you say.
I think that's a standard door. So if you can find a standard door.
You know what I do when the Construction Brothers are on my TV? I walk in and mute it. I can't even.
The Construction Brothers. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Get those guys. I can't even stand another second of that guy. Well, here's what we're going to do next. Ah, kill me.
Ah, it's going to look great, though. And then in a half hour show, it's like someone waved a wand, the before right. and after. It's so great. I love it.
March Madness happened over the weekend, or continued, I should say, and now we're down to the Final Four. So next Saturday, Michigan State will play Texas Tech, and Virginia will play Auburn. And then the two winners advance to Monday's game for the national championship.
So you're telling me a week from today it's over?
It's over.
All right.
It'll last forever, huh? I think the women's did well this weekend. Stanford women.
Oh, they did?
Oh, they advanced? Mm-hmm. Great.
I believe so.
Good for them. Here we are in April, and I wanted to mention some things besides it being April 1st that you can look forward to. And I'd forgotten Coachella happens mid-month of April. So you'll hear that takeover, especially on your Instagram.
I'm pretty sure that Kanye is now going to do Coachella.
Is he going to preach?
He wants to do a sunrise. See, the problem is that Coachella each day opens at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. And he wants to do like a break. I think he wants to do it on Easter Sunday. He wants to do a break of dawn, you know, this sort of revival thing that he's been doing. Because remember, he decided not to play Coachella because he was like, I want my stage a certain way and I need this. And I need creative license on all this stuff. And they were like, dude, it's an 80 by 60 stage. That is what you have to work with. This is what we've got. And he backed out. But now he's saying he wants to do it. And he wants to do this sunrise service.
What did Coachella say?
Well, it's in all the... I think they're going to let him. I mean, they want Kanye, don't they?
Yeah.
This month, the NHL playoffs begin. The NBA playoffs begin. Coachella happens mid-month, and then... So it's on April 12th, and then the following week again. They do it...
Right. 2 weeks in a row, same lineup.
Game of Thrones is back this month.
Oh, my God. Less than 2 weeks away. Oh, glory be.
For you comic bookers, an R-rated Hellboy and the Avengers Endgame come out this month.
Oh.
And then, of course, there's also Easter.
That's correct.
Is that a big day for you?
Huge, yeah. My church rents out the Opera House.
And then what happens?
So, I don't know, 3,400 people go, and then, you know, you have brunch with your mom or lunch. Yeah,
it's going to be a very nice day.
It's going to be an incredible month. Mm. April is just action-packed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Well, what's
wrong
that,
with is
you?
That a back thing?
I don't know. What just happened? I'm a little phlegmy. Do you need me for a second?
No, you're good. Right, you go ahead. Thanks. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fast facts.
The most lucrative type of gambling for Vegas casinos is?
Slots. The slot machine.
It is the slots. Yeah. 61% of their revenue comes from
incredible,
the
right?
one-arm bandits.
People just park and play a couple machines in a row and no one ever wins.
WD-40 got its name because it took the inventors 40 tries to get the formula right.
Oh.
Ow.
It does work. You get something squeaky in WD-40.
Jason Statham was once a world-class diver who competed as part of Britain's national diving team.
Really?
In the 1990 Commonwealth Games.
Wow.
Now he just kicks ass on film.
Right. Jason Statham. Did he start, like, for us to know him, is he one of the Fast and Furious guys, or am I thinking someone else?
He joined Fast and Furious later. He started as the transporter or something like that. It was a... I watched it, too. It was really good.
A movie called The Transporter?
The Transporter? What is it called?
It is The Transporter. That was in 2002.
Yeah, that was his big breakthrough. And then, unfortunately, they went, well, let's make three more of those. What do they have?
Yeah.
But that first one launched him.
I don't even remember the name of that. That's interesting.
Barnacles.
Yes.
Ladies have the largest junk of anything in the animal kingdom relative to their size. A male barnacle's junk can extend to 8 times its body length.
So you're saying they stick those things out and wave them in the water?
I guess.
How exciting. Must feel so good.
The lady barnacles come running.
Well, aren't they stuck to something nearby?
I don't know how they do any of that. I don't know.
Barnacles.
You know, 8 times really your body length, though.
I don't talk about barnacles that much.
You know? I like it. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh. Bryn's out today, we're hand making all of our
sounds. Bryn have a thing to do, or did he just want a day?
He asked me for the day off a month or two ago. Yeah, a couple months ago probably. I never asked him, and then I think on Friday I go, "Hey, so why are you off?" And he went to Vegas.
Oh. Somebody's bachelor party or something?
I think Anita's parents wanted a mini vacation with him and Anita and the kid. So
fantastic.
How lovely.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
510 says, did you two watch The Dirt about Motley Crue?
I haven't watched it yet.
I watched it. Yeah. And then there's no other question.
I will watch it.
Yeah, I watched it. And it's ridiculous. I mean, you know.
It's a cartoon version of...
Yeah. I mean, it's not a cartoon, but it's they are cartoon characters. The fact that they're all still
kicking.
Although, you know what? Tommy Lee, for the longest time, was so handsome and seemed to be pulling, and he's aged 30 years in the last 10.
Off a cliff. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I used to think he was so handsome, something so sexy about him. Now I'm like, oh, get away from me, old guy.
Yeah, well, looks used.
He does. He looks road hard and put away wet.
But Nicky looks like he's sobered up and looks.
He does. He looks healthy.
He looks
fairly, you know, for all of them.
For a rock star,
right? Mick Mars has looked like he looks like a hull that's going to be blown away in the wind and has for years.
Right. Happy birthday, Sierra.
Oh, Sierra. How old is Sierra?
Oh, some people have written 19. Some people wrote in about Billie Eilish. Did you go home and immediately listen to that whole...
I got in my car and we listened to it all the way home. Joy and I rocked out to it. It's really good.
Really?
I really like it.
All right.
Yeah, it's sort of industrial, but she has a very sweet voice and sings the most horrible songs. You know, like the words are just like, whoa, that little 17-year-old is dark.
She's on Ellen tonight, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, I really liked it. Mm. We put it on the elevator on the way down, and I hooked up, you know, turned on the whatever Bluetooth has to happen in my car. I'm not sure about the science. And so as we're pulling out of the garage, it starts thumping. I was like, oh, this is so good. We rocked out the whole way home.
Nice.
Fun.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with the charts. And speaking of Motley Crue, something interesting happening with them. And then we'll talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.